A senior United Nations military advisor says he hopes to have a 15,000-strong peacekeeping force in Liberia by mid-November. The Security Council vote authorizing the force is expected next week. The international community is responding well to a call for troops to man the planned UN peacekeeping force for Liberia. That was the word Thursday from Major General Patrick Comert, military advisor for UN peacekeeping operations. General Comert was reluctant to say which countries are potential contributors, saying the negotiations are at a critical stage. But he did say India and Pakistan are among those that may send troops. The Dutch general said he will travel to Liberia next week to assess the state of the 3,000-strong West African peacekeeping force currently on the ground. If qualified, these mostly Nigerian troops would be transformed into blue-helmeted UN peacekeepers, effectively becoming the backbone of the new force. The Security Council is likely to vote on authorizing the force late next week, with the UN assuming responsibility for peacekeeping on October 1st. General Comert said the lesson learned from past peacekeeping missions is to get as many people on the ground as quickly as possible.
One of the lessons learned is the need to avoid a kind of incremental approach. If you remember when UNAMSIL in Sierra Leone was started, there was a kind of 5,000, and the situation deteriorated, and another 5,000, and then it went up to 17,800. We tried to avoid that this time. As I said, penny wise, pound foolish, it's better to do it properly at the beginning because it shortens the mission, and then in the end it is much cheaper.
He said he hopes to have a proper force in place by mid-November. General Comert said the United States is considering sending a contingent of staff officers to the peacekeeping force. The role of those troops, however, would likely be limited to training a small Liberian army. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.